Time now for this week's Coney Island Poutine Cafe Piffles Player Profile.
I really want to know. Tell me, who are you?
This week, Ferland and I had a chance to talk with and apparently give motivation to defensive back Ed Gainey. We talked to him on practice last Friday, actually. So without further ado, here's Ed Gainey.
We want to know more about you, the person, not necessarily on the football field, but we'll start with on the football field. We're joined here with Ed Gainey. You're looked at as a leader in the defensive backfield. You're still a young guy relatively in your career. How does that make you feel being a veteran presence and taking that advantage of being the guy in the backfield?
Me being a veteran and it's just kind of coming on me this year. It's been kind of tough. It's had its rough patches, but I'm learning a lot. I'm learning a lot in just how to communicate with different guys and how I have to, be careful on how I just interact with different guys, because everybody's different and everybody can't necessarily take coaching or constructive criticism the same way. So it's just helped me on my communication skills and helped me on, learning how to react in certain situations and take my emotions out of things.
Outside of football, what is Ed Gainey like?
I'm a laid back kind of guy, I just like to just chill and enjoy my downtime. I'm fairly goofy,
Are you the prankster in the locker room?
I'm not necessarily a prankster, but I'll be involved in any prank if there's one going on. So, I just like to have fun on whatever's fun at the moment. I'm with it.
So throughout your career, what's the best prank that you've been a part of?
When I was in Montreal, we used to have this thing where we used to go around people's lockers and we used to just, we all getting out of practice and we're taking all our tape off. And we put it all in a little ball. And I remember one time De'Ron Carter was sitting in his locker, and they took the ball up and threw an alley-oop to one of our guys. And De'Ron was sitting in his locker. Guy had his towel on, just only his towel. Threw it up, caught the alley-oop and dunked it on De'Ron while he was in his locker. So that was probably the best prank I've been a part of.
Now in this locker room, who's the guy that does that kind of thing? Who's the big prankster?
I probably have to say De'Ron. He's always involved in something, man. He's a fun guy to be around, and he's gonna always say what he wants to say, and be the life of the locker room. So that's pretty much De'Ron on that.
So we obviously know you're talented on the football field. Do you have any outside talents?
I just had an interview with a little girl, a dream interview, and she asked me what kind of special talents I had, and I said I'm pretty good at singing off the field. So,
what's the number one song you sing?
Right now, I listen to Bryson Tiller. He has his second album out right now, so I listen to his whole album, and I sing along with every song, to be honest.
Okay, the number one question that our listeners have, dogs or cats, and why?
Dogs. I don't know, man. Cats, they kind of like, they're real sneaky. And I don't know. I get this little eerie feeling about cats. They always kind of like sneak up on you and you don't even know it until they're right behind you. I've never had a dog before, but I've always wanted a dog. They're like, man's best friend. So I really want to get me a dog pretty soon. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Hey, you can take one trip anywhere in the world, dream vacation. Where are you going, and what are you doing? And money's not an option. Like you can go do whatever you want.
Okay. I would probably go to California and just try to hit every exclusive party there is. So I just want to be behind the scenes, getting private access to all the parties on the hills, parties in the mansions, wherever they got, and I just want to see the land and stuff like that. So California's a beautiful place. And also, if I can add a second one in there, I recently, we've been talking about Banff a lot, and I just want to knock that off my bucket list one day and maybe take my family out there and go see what they have to offer.
What does Ed Gainey do for the bye week?
Well, my son's, he's going to come up on Saturday, and he's going to watch the game, and they'll be here for the bye week. So I'm going to do a couple appearances, and, you know, I think one's with some kids, just running some kids through some drills. I'll have my son out there. Hopefully he can just, you know, watch and interact with the older kids. He's still 9 months, so I just want to have him out there, see what daddy's doing. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. I'm just going to be hanging out around here, getting in touch with the fans and stuff like that.
What's the best place you found to eat in Regina?
Earl's is my spot. I love Earl's. I love their dynamite rolls and the chicken and wontons. Those are my favorite on the menu.
All right, well, last one for you. Smack talker in the CFL. You go up against the receivers all the time. Who's the one guy that brings the biggest A game in a smack talk game?
Smack talk game. I would say Manny, but he's not. He don't really talk to me no more. I think he realized once he started talking junk to me, it helps me play better. Dang, that's a tough one right there. If it's not him, it's Darius Bowman. He doesn't really talk to me either. But I don't know, man. I think these guys, they don't like to talk to me anymore. They
do you throw it back at him?
Yeah, I throw it back all the time. I think they, man. Like I said, if I'm talking junk out there, that means I'm playing at my A game. So I think the receivers, they don't really like to talk too much junk to me anymore.
Ed, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate you.